Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Dynamic Prayer Network, a subsidiary of Martiel Swankel Ministries. Today is Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. Welcome, everyone. My name is Desiree Mondesir-Wood. I am your host, your captain tonight. And tonight is Wednesday. It is our teaching night, or Bible study. And while we're meeting in the other conference room, there is a Ministering Spiritual Gifts school is in session. So school is in session, and we have our classes on tonight as well. So this is our prayer and intercession class tonight. We'll be starting lesson number one. So the lesson rotated back to the beginning. And these are mandatory classes, and these classes were actually Holy Spirit directed, and this is the direction that the Lord gave to Martiel, that there needs to be a unity and a unification of everyone and foundation levels altogether as far as what we are called to do for prayer on this network, or just a foundation of what prayer is, and also intercession and the types of intercession we're called to do on the prayer network. And so that's what spearheaded all of this. And it's also, we do have some prayer warriors, and then we had some that this is the first time they were actually learning to pray. And so we had to unify everyone on one page, one accord. And what we sense is that where the Lord is taking us is more into a prophetic area of prophetic intercession. So we no longer, yes, we do pray. We pray in agreement for each other. But when we're getting trained, where we're heading is more prophetic intercession. And when we get into that area of prophetic intercession, we get a lot of that training in the Ministering Spiritual Gifts School. So on this network, and very much what this first class is going to be about, is the vision. I'm going to turn on the recording, and we're going to be talking about the vision of this ministry. But this is not just a prayer line. It's actually an equipping center. And so the fact that many of you are here is that you're being summoned, because the Lord wants to take you into a direction and deeper into the things that he wants you to do. So I'm just going to give me a second, and I'm going to start the recording. Amen. Let me just get that together. Oh, that's really interesting. I had it all. Give me a second. It seems like the recording has just, I guess this, because the school is in session, we can't do it together. So I'm going to just go through the class with you. All right, so here I am. Amen. So I talked to you about the purpose of the class, which is to lay a foundation of unity for all of us on the prayer team. So I'm just going to get going now into the actual teaching. Amen. Is somebody speaking while, let's see if there's any feedback. Okay. All right. So let's get started. Understanding MSM DPN vision. The vision, if you have a pencil and paper, you will need it tonight, because we need to take a little note, and there will be an activation a little bit later after the class. So tonight we're going to be talking about the vision for the prayer and understanding the fivefold ministry and the DPN vision, and then the DPN vision and your calling. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So understanding MSM and DPN vision, that's the first topic. The vision is a team effort, T-E-A-M. We train, equip, and mobilize warriors. We believe in targeted intercessory prayers, decreeing God's declarations and training, and activating the saints in their gifts and calling. We establish and train leaders in their ministry gifting by offering these classes and hands-on opportunities. All of this is built on a foundation of focused prayer. So it's not only just these classes that we're doing, there's actually a school. And like I said, the school is in operation right now. And so in the next room, there, I believe there are about 10 students in that class. Our goal is to see commissioned leaders operate in partnership with the DPN enterprises as part of the wheel within the wheel, sowing into our future leaders, sustaining the continued development of the network, demonstrating as the interconnection of the wheel. And so, in other words, as you get trained through the Dynamic Prayer Network, it's not, hello, goodbye, see you later. It's that you come right back in and you sow into the ministry and you actually practice and get training here, and as well as wherever the Lord shows you, wherever your next adventure is. The equipping is done through our Dynamic School of Ministry, which I just mentioned is in session right now, where four levels of college-credited courses are taught in a workshop forum via phone line and webinar. Manuals are part of the curriculum, and so you could take a look at the website and see the school. The training portion of the Martiel Swankel Ministry is the Dynamic Prayer Network ministry, which is where we are right now. It's the equipping of the warriors with prayer shield. So let me just recap again. You have the school and the training, which is the Martiel Swankel Ministry, and the training ground, where we are actually doing physical what we're learning. It's called the Dynamic Prayer Network. So Martiel Swankel Ministries is the school and all the ministerial thing, but the Dynamic Prayer Network, when you come on every night, you're literally being activated and you're training. It's like a gym. And this is how it's done. The Holy Spirit revealed to Martiel that in order to see a significant growth in her spiritual life, as well as fulfill her destiny, she must have more dedicated prayer. And she knew others needed the same if they too were to fulfill their calling. One would need a team of believers to come in agreement with their prayers to enhance the power and bring results. So in that, she realized that she needed to start a prayer network so that believers anytime, anywhere could connect to a team of warriors that would encourage, support, train, pray for them. And the Dynamic Prayer Network, the powerful weapon is the Word of God, and that's what we're using here. So she knew this, and the Lord actually told her, you need to start it. And so that is exactly what she did. So we thank the Lord for her obedience, and the rest is history. Here we are. So the Dynamic Prayer Network is a powerful weapon in that we use the Word of God every time we get on. It's hands-on opportunities and prayer, a strategy used to build all the team members. So that's what we do when we get on every night. DPN believes in the power of God's Word. our vision is leaders as leaders. Our leaders are then commissioned into strategic position into the fivefold ministry and sent out as part of our teams to the nations as well as local areas of ministry. Our goal is to see commissioned leaders operate in partnership with us. So that's part of the vision. And so birthed from this revelation came the nightly prayer, a prayer initiative of power and force, locking arms together in unity with our team members while praying the five areas of focus. And that is what we do when we come together in the prayer team. We pray for protection. These topics were actually given to her by the Lord. We pray for protection, finances and business, friends and family and ministries, personal and the Dynamic Prayer Network. This strategy is to create a protective shield, our weapon against the enemy. So we have seen fantastic results in this because we've seen breakthrough for jobs, spiritual growth, restoration of families, and healing. Being a member on our team has many benefits, and we learn how to pray. You develop a lifestyle of prayer. You become encouraged, and you get built up in your faith. You get to use your gifts and develop them, and you receive increased boldness. You get trained in leadership as well, just to name a few. So the five focus points of prayer we discuss, the purpose for the five points and their format. Okay, the five focus point we mentioned, the protection, and also we the finances, health and healing, and we talked about the friends and family and the Dynamic Prayer Network. So we will go over that format and understanding the ministry and the Dynamic Prayer vision. We spoke about that. And let's talk about the fivefold ministry. Okay, give me a second here. Amen. The fivefold ministry, where we talked about our vision, in the scripture where it talks about he's called some to be pastor and to be called pastors, evangelists, and some to be teachers, apostle, and prophet. How does that relate to the DPN? Some of you are called to be in one of those ministry. It might not be a local church, but you're just gifted. Some of you know what your gifting are, and as you actually minister here, you actually get activated, and you see where you are called in into this ministry. And so one of the things that the Lord showed her as well, to praying the areas of focus for protection for those topics, that we're supposed to dedicate these prayers towards you. So in other words, when you come on, we're to bolster you up, and the actual praying, effective praying, the releasing of the prayer over you actually mobilizes you. It activates you and into your ministry. And so some of us, I know Matt is here, and Matt definitely has an intercessory gifting on him as well. And also Matt has a mercy heart. So those are a couple of things that has that came through in our ministering with Matt. And so when Matt comes on, what we do is when we pray in the circle, we're decreeing and declaring God's word over him, where he's absolutely getting watered. And Matt has actually gone through our ministering spiritual gifts school. So he's activated as well. So he's we recognize who he is in Christ. And the actual added prayer is doing nothing but to propel and push him forward. So that is the purpose of the praying together and working and partnering with the fivefold ministry, and for releasing you into that. So that's the purpose of the prayer. And so let's now do an activation. Amen. Before we go into the activation, is there anyone that have any question regarding the vision? Amen. Let me take Marceline off. Okay, Marceline, okay. Does anyone have any question? Marceline, do you have any question regarding the vision?
No.
Okay. So the prayer format that we're going to use, we're going to just do that right now. We have Al, we have Desiree, Aaron, Marceline, Matthew, and Maureen right now. So let's get Al. Let's just demonstrate that. We're going to do this in an activation. We're going to be joining to the prayer circle, praying the five areas of focus. And
one thing.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. One thing I want to ask, because I just want you to be patient with me, because when it comes to prayer, it's always a burden for me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I never, like, you know, I'm not really public speaking,
yeah,
especially in a different language other than French and Creole. I always having, you know, hard time.
Well, we all started somewhere. So what do you think about that, Matthew? Were you a prayer warrior before you came on, or you stepped out? Were you a prayer warrior?
This is kind of my stepping out. I mean, I've always been praying and interceding.
Mm-hmm. It's a little different when you're doing it in your prayer closet.
Yeah, but all of a sudden being called upon and directed, that's a whole new...
it's a new advantage. It's like Star Trek.
Expression game.
It's like, you know, Star Trek, Space, the Final Frontier, you know, you're stepping out.
Yeah.
But it's all good, Marceline, because all of us, like, they're different levels, and like, yeah, but we have to start somewhere. But one of the things about the prayer team coming together, and I'm going to direct you with this, you should, if you can keep this or write this down, when you come on the prayer line, you should come with... your scriptures close by. In other words, if you're working on a computer, or maybe if you have your Bible, pull out the things in the Bible, the scriptures that pertain to protection.
Okay.
I gave you the topics. We pray for protection, finances,
okay,
health and healing, friends and family, and the Dynamic Prayer Network.
Yes.
So every time you come on, and this is for everyone, and this included me, because I didn't understand the format when I came on. In fact, we get people that go like, why do we have to do this? And the reason why we're doing this is because that's what the Lord directed Martiel. He said that there was not enough dedicated prayer, and he wanted us to do it this way. And do you know, it really works against a lot of the mindset, because some people go like, oh my goodness, this format. But it actually breaks some mindsets.
And okay.
And the discipline of it, it's amazing, because all of a sudden the scriptures are going to be, the Spirit of the Lord is going to quicken the scripture into your spirit, man. You come faithfully with your scripture for protection. Come with one for finances, health and healing, something that you could pray over the friends and family, and then something for ministry, a scripture that you can pray over ministry, even if you are not called on. But you do this in your personal life before getting on the network. This is part of the preparation before coming in. And you write out your prayer. Write out what you're going to say. That was my next thing. And you ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me. And you write out the scripture, write out what he's telling you to pray. This is what I want you to pray. And so it's all written out for you. So when you come on, and this is how you practice, that you have it already prepared for you. It seems like a routine, and it seems like maybe too much like you're in school, but I confess to you, this is what I did when I first came on. And I have 3 books filled of prayers and things that I wrote out. And every time I came on, this is what I did. I had a scripture, I had a prayer for protection, and even when my name wasn't called on, and I was saying like, Lord, I won't repeat the same thing again. Let me get something fresh from you. So every day I would get a fresh word regarding protection, finances, health and healing, friends and family, and dynamic prayer network. So what my activation for you tonight is, we're going to pray in the prayer circle, and I'm going to give you a minute to get your scripture. The reason why we use the scripture, again, in the teaching, this is part of the format, is because the Lord showed Martiel, again, in the spirit, when people were praying in just languages, their everyday English or French, whatever your native language is, there was no fire coming out of the mouth. She saw fire coming out of people's mouth when they spoke the word of God. And when they spoke in the regular language, it wasn't, their flame wasn't coming out of their mouth. So when the scriptures came out of their mouth, the word of God is like fire, and it's a sharp, and it's a two-edged sword. So when you take the word, in other words, Marceline, I'm singling you out.
Yes.
When you're praying for your daughter, your daughters, when you're praying for them, and Maureen, I know you came on at 9, but in intercession we were praying for Maureen. We took out the scriptures and we prayed the scripture over. We war with the scripture and the word pertaining to the situation that you're using. It's more powerful than just, dear God, help them. Dear God, so you remind the Lord, there's a scripture that says, remind me of my word, as in Jeremiah, remind me of the word, remind me of what I say. You bring the promises, what God says about the situation, and you war with the word that way. It's more powerful. So that's why I'm asking you to get the scripture. Al, you will write down, get something for protection. Find a scripture for protection. Aaron, okay. You will do finances. Marceline, you find something in the Bible or whatever you remember for health and healing. Get the scripture and you see the word. Matthew, you can do friends and family. And let's see, Maureen, you're going to do ministry for the Dynamic Prayer Network. And I am going to get one for all the ministries represented here. Okay? So take a few minutes, and then we'll do that. So we're looking for our scriptures now, and then we will. Amen. Okay, so when the captain gives you your assignment for what you're going to be praying for, and you keep your prayers to a minute, the captain may say keep your prayers to a minute or less, and also remember who's in front and who's behind. So after Al finished praying, he says amen, and then he would say, Aaron, go ahead, or Al, he's finished, amen, Aaron, for whatever, for finances. But the next person hears it and starts praying. Or even if he doesn't go that, the next person knows that they are, so you need to be paying attention. So if you're praying for protection, Al, we're starting with you, Aaron, you know that you're next after Al. So you need to write down who you're in front of or who you're behind. So you need to write that down, because sometimes we get, even sometimes we have people, they might be on mute, or that's a little different. Everyone does that. And so we try to unmute ourselves and keep our phones on mute. All right? So Al, start us off with protection. Amen.
Father, I thank you tonight, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Father God, your word says that we don't fight against flesh and blood. Father, I just pray that you would deliver us from the evil one, as your word says in Jesus' name, and that you fight against those, Father God, in the spirit, Father God, that fight against us in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you would draw also out your spear and stop the way against them that persecute us. Say unto our souls, our bodies, and our hearts, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame. Seek after us, Father God. Let them be turned back and brought to nothing, confusion that divides our hurts. In Jesus' name I pray. Aaron, finances, please.
Father God, I just come before you, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, that you give me, Father God. Give us, Father God, the provision for our finances, Father God, that you would provide jobs, Father God, that you would provide finances, Father God, that you would provide for your people, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would help each one of us in the areas of our finances, Father God, on wisdom, on discernment, Father God. You said, Father God, your faithfulness to us, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your righteousness upon your people, Father God, your wisdom and discernment, Father God. I thank you for the prayers, Father God, to make us whole, Father God. And I pray, Deuteronomy 1:11. May the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised. So I bless, Father God, each and one of the intercessors here tonight and the ones that are not here tonight. I pray, Father God, decree and declare, Father God, your word upon your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, amen. Next.
Marceline, you are next.
Oh, dear Father, we come before you to ask you for protection, for healing. We ask you according to Isaiah 41, verse 10, you said, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And this time, I ask you, Father God, to touch us, touch our spirit, touch our heart, to protect us, to heal us. You know every part of our body, and we don't have no other God. We don't have no other. You are the one who heals. So we look up to you for our healing, our protection, and everyone on this prayer line. I ask you, Father God, to touch them. You know anything that they battle, but I ask you to give them strength to push forward, to keep their eyes on you, because you are the healer. You are the healer, and there is none like you. Thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, I ask you. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, I just lift us all up. We ourselves, as even as we are friends, and you, Lord, and also our family members, Lord, that we truly, as you've talked about in Philippians 2, to fulfill our joy of having the love for each other, that we look out for each other's interest, Father, that through this mindset that you place in your Son, Jesus, would be in us also, Father God, towards others. Lord, that we have the freedom to lift them up and ask your blessings upon them, Father God. Ask your wholeness and soundness and wellness and prosperity upon them and their family and all everything concerned in our lives, Father God. And I just thank you, Father, that we come before you in your Son's name, Jesus, that it truly be him that will work in us for your will for our lives. In Jesus' name I pray.
You're on mute, Maureen.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, first of all, giving you praise, glory, and honor. And, dear Lord Jesus, we're just asking right now that you pray for ministry, dear Lord Jesus, each and every one that's a part of this ministry. You said you could get some to be apostles, to be prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of the God to mature manhood, the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, the Lord Jesus. Help us, the Lord Jesus, to be prepared, to be equipped, the Lord Jesus, so we can teach your people, guide your people in whatever way that you called us to minister to your people, dear Lord Jesus. You said your word have we hidden in our heart that we might not sin against you, dear Lord Jesus. You told the Israelites, dear Lord Jesus, not only would you give them the word, dear Lord Jesus, but you would write it in their hearts, dear Lord Jesus. In their hearts, dear Lord Jesus. So it won't just be in their mind, it'll be in their hearts, dear Lord Jesus, embedded. So we pray, dear Lord Jesus, the same thing you did for the Israelites, you do for the people of God today, dear Lord Jesus. Write your word in our hearts, dear Lord Jesus, that we might not sin against you. You said for us to do our best to present ourselves to God as one approved, a worker that would not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Help us, dear Lord Jesus, to divide the word in truth, dear Lord Jesus, line by line, precept by precept, dear Lord Jesus. You also said that We should put no obstacle in anyone's way, so no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way by great endurance and afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, dear Lord Jesus. So we pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you just lead us and guide us by the power of the Holy Spirit, by your word, your will, and your way, dear Lord Jesus, that we will be effective in our ministry, dear Lord Jesus, to others, and the way that we lead others to Christ, dear Lord Jesus. For you said, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And how will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in whom they have not ever heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching, dear Lord Jesus? And how are they to preach unless they are sent, dear Lord Jesus? So as sent ones, dear Lord Jesus, prepare us, dear Lord Jesus, so we can go out, dear Lord Jesus, have the word, dear Lord Jesus, that others can call on your name and that they shall be saved. We ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, according to Ephesians 3, verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. And we just decree boldness over every minister here tonight, Lord God, that there would be such a boldness that they will speak the word in boldness, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we just ask that their foreheads, Lord God, will be like flint, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That, Father, where they have to reprove, where they have to, where you send them, even with their family member, Lord God, that even that they will have your heart, but, Father, even to stand in opposition against anything that would come against them, that they will be like resolute, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the mantles over each person that's here, that, Lord God, you are revealing them, that you are setting them into the places that you need to go, Lord God. And we ask that you would just give them your word. Let the word of God just dwell richly in them. And whatever they do in word or deed, that they will do it all in your name, in the name of Jesus. And we just give you all the thanks and praise. Amen and amen. So that was our the activation for prayer that is part of the praying for each other. When we're in the prayer circle, we are praying for each other and lifting up each other. And we tend not to get off track and praying for the nation or going off, praying off different ways. It's really praying for each other, to bolster each other, for our protection, for finances, and it's for you that we do that, and for each other. Amen. We're now going to segue into the intercession, lesson one. And I will start by saying this again is also a unification, and also unifying us, and also it's confirmation for you actually in the intercessory prayer, because in the intercession classes, what you would find that intercession is a little bit more intimate, it's a little bit more emotional, it's a little bit more meatier. I know prayer is too, but intercession you press in a little bit further. And so we're distinguishing between the two. And so we will define intercession prayer now. And an intercessor is one who takes the place of another or plead another's case. When you pray this way, you are called, you're what we call interceding. Intercession may be defined as holy, believing, persevering prayer whereby someone pleads with God on behalf of another person. And so it is upon this type of prayer that the remainder of this teaching will dwell on, and you will learn the biblical basis of intercession and about our model for intercession, who is Jesus. And so the biblical basis of intercession, For the New Testament believer, is our calling as priest. And so we're all called. The Word of God declares that we are a holy priesthood, and that can be found in 1 Peter 2, verse 5. A royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests. And so our prayer life may start off a little bit on the baby side, or we're a newborn, but as we continue to press in and we give ourselves and avail ourselves to prayer, you're going to become a prayer warrior. It's just going to become like a second nature to you. So the more you press in, it's a lifestyle. And so you get better just by practicing. The background for understanding this calling to priestly intercession is found in the Old Testament example of the Levitical priesthood. The priest's responsibility was to stand before and between. He was to stand before God and in between and between. He stood before God to minister to him with the sacrifices and offering, and the priest also stood between a righteous God and sinful man. So you're really taking that place when you're lifting up that prayer request and we're interceding for our family members or whoever it is. You're standing in the gap. And so Hebrews 7:11 through 19 explains the difference between the Old and New Testament ministries of the priest. The Old Testament Levitical priesthood was passed on from generation to generation through the descendants of the tribe of Levi. That you could find that in Hebrews. The Melchizedek priesthood spoken of in this passage is the new order of spiritual priests, of whom the Lord Jesus is the high priest. We're from that order. It is passed on to us through his blood and our spiritual birth as new creatures in Christ. So in other words, that's how we became priests, through Jesus. And so we stand in the gap for our family members. I know they're, I wasn't raised Catholic, but I for a time was in the Anglican Church. And we had fathers, we call father this and father that. And the priest was the inside person, like he was the one that stood in the gap. And so we would ask the priest, and you know, you go to the priest. And I remember when I got saved, it was like a big deal for me because, wait a minute, I don't have to go to the father anymore. And I remember I was so scared I was scared because I used to be an altar girl, and in the altar girl, you were able to, you carry the cross in, and you did some things, and you helped the priest at the altar. And so when I got saved, I was afraid to go back there, and so I wrote him a nice little letter. Dear Father Bach, I got converted and I found something new. And I didn't tell him, I just discovered that I'm a priest too, because it was kind of scandalous, you know, think about it, that we're priests and we're called to be priests. I always thought that the Father is supposed to do all the work. So it was a big shift for me. And so so it is a big deal that you're called to be a priest. And in the priesthood, you are standing in the gap when you intercede. So the model intercessor, let's talk about that next. The Bible records that God's purpose in sending Jesus was for him to serve as an intercessor. Now the Lord saw, and it was displeasing in his sight, that there was no justice. I'm reading from Isaiah 59:16. The Lord saw, and it was displeasing in his sight, that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness like a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head, and he put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle. So Jesus stands before God and between him and sinful man, just as the Old Testament priest did. Amen. And so we continue now. Isaiah 53 verse 12 says, therefore I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty, a booty meaning all the money, all the treasures, with the strong, because he poured out himself to death, and he was numbered with the transgression. Yet he himself bore the sin of many, and he interceded for the transgression, the transgressors. So there we go again, showing you that Jesus as the intercessor. This is a great verse. The first part looks at the exaltation of Jesus, and it also talks about him conquering at the highest point in the kingdom, and also it is seen as him dividing out the spoils of the victory. Amen. And so it is a big deal. Let's just see what this conqueror had to go through to gain such a victory. So four reasons are given as to why the servant Jesus will be given such an exalted position for the rest of eternity. He poured out himself unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. And I will say no more about it, except that you see how complete it was. Jesus gave poor sinners everything, and he eventually was laid out for them. And he bore the sins of many. So he made intercession. So that is an incredible thing. And made intercession in the Hebrew is an instance of the imperfect or indefinite future, which expresses a work began but not yet ended. So he continues to make intercession for us. So that is just absolutely, absolutely awesome. So Jesus brings sinful man and a righteous God together at the place of the blood sacrifice. And so I'm going into just how all of that was made possible. So when he's standing in the gap for us, he did all of that through his blood on that cross. A powerful thing. We can never get enough of that. It's the cross that we cling to. It's what he did on the cross. And so we thank him for the cross. Amen. Let's move into how to intercede. As intercessors following the Old Testament priestly function and the New Testament pattern of Jesus, we stand before God and between a righteous God and sinful man. So every time you pick up this task, or this, it's not even a task, it's an honor. So whenever we take this and we are honored by this position to intercede on behalf of someone, to stand in between, we must stand before God, and so there needs to be an intimacy with God, because if you and I, I'm not singling out anything, but it's like if you or I have issues going on in our lifestyle and we don't know our God in that intimate place, it affects our intercession. So number 14 is one of the most account, it's a very good account of intercessory prayer in action. And this can be seen when Moses was on the mountain, and the Lord said to Moses, he said it like this, how long will this people despise me? How long will they not believe in me? In spite of all the signs that I've done among them. And he said, I will now strike them down with pestilence and disinherit them. And I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than them. Was God testing Moses, or would he have done this? Well, that's a good question. But Moses jumped in. Now here is Moses, how he intercedes for the people. But Moses said to the Lord, then, God, the Egyptian will hear of it. For you brought up this people in your might from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of this land, they have heard that you, O Lord, are in the midst of this people. For you, O Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you were to kill these people as one man, Lord God, then the nations who have heard your fame will now say, it is because the Lord was not able to bring this people in this land that he swore to give to them, that he has killed them in the desert. So Moses was just really standing in the gap and he was interceding. And now, please let the power of the Lord be great as you have promised, Lord. The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in mercy. So he reminded the Lord about his word. And he reminded God what he said in his word. And he said, you said, forgiven iniquity and transgression. But he will no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children. Amen. And the word of God said, then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. So Moses pulled out no stop. He stood in the gap. And he and God listened. Amen and amen. So that was my example of just the intercession. Amen. And so we see that Peter also too. Peter uses two words here: holy and royal, because he talks about as a holy priesthood in Hebrews 12 verse 14. We are also called, let's see here, we are able to do it only on the basis of the righteousness of Christ, not on our own righteousness. And so sometimes this priestly intercession is done with understanding. This occurs when we intercede for others in our own native language. And sometimes we intercede for people in the Spirit of the Lord with groanings and in our prayer language. So that is it for tonight, and we'll continue to build on intercession. And now we're going to do an activation as interceding. And I believe, let's see, Maureen, would you like to participate in our activation? You're on mute. We're going to use you as an example. Are you on mute, Maureen? Maureen, you're on mute. Okay, we will continue. Let's do Marceline. Marceline, you're on mute. Okay. Matthew, would you like to participate in the activation? Can I use you as an example?
I mean, okay. You'll send me the check in the mail later, right?
you're funny. Okay, Matthew. Did you understand everything that we spoke about in the intercession, how to intercede, that the intercessor is actually standing in the gap?
Yeah.
In between.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That the intercessor, the part when you're interceding, you're standing in the gap for the person between them and God. That's what you're doing, like
yeah.
Jesus did. You understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Okay. So, would you, in a prayer of a minute and or under, can you intercede for the marriages? There were a couple people that submitted prayer requests for healing in their marriage. That was one person.
Oh, wow.
Was yes. So would you at this point, I'm not going to single out the name, but can you just pray for the marriages? Intercede.
Yeah.
So, excuse me?
90% of my intercession is in the spirit. So I don't want to cause
conflict. You can start. Well, we're doing a demonstration, so you're going to just do an example of interceding prayer for the marriages. So you're going to use your word of God and stand in the gap for them. Amen.
Father, I thank you for all these marriages that you have brought people together, and they have become one in you, seeking you and their oneness in you, Lord, that your original intention was that they may become one, and as a stronger twofold cord, Lord, that has strength in it. And Lord, whatever difficulties or stresses that are trying to untie that cord, whether it be finances, whether it be just high emotions, whether it be various stresses, Father, it's that I lift them up to you, Lord, to bring to the forefront of their thinking that they are still to be as one in you, no matter what may be trying to come against them and separate them. Even in the voting process that we just went through, Father, there were families being destroyed just because they disagreed with each other as opposed to being in union. And in one accord. And yet, Lord, we know that your thoughts and your ways are not ours many, many times. But your ways are higher, Father, and your thoughts are much higher, as it describes in Isaiah 55. That it will be your word that goes forth between these husbands and wives, oh Lord, that, and it's your word being passed back and forth, that it doesn't become, it doesn't return into them void, Lord, but it accomplishes that which you please, Father God. And I ask, Lord, that they be reunited in your oneness, that they may be pleasing unto you, Father God. And they will regain and restore their joy and their peace. In your precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was excellent. Thank you so much. And maybe next time the others would actually I called on Maureen. Something must have happened to their microphone. Amen. So thank you so much. Was there any question regarding any of the lessons? This was lesson one of both intercession and prayer. Is there any question? Okay. All right. Actually, tomorrow, as we conclude now, tomorrow night, if you, on Thursday, when we come on, especially Aaron and those that have gone through the school, that includes you, Matt. the new format tomorrow, we start off in the circle, and we segue into praying for the network, and we pray for the prayer request, And then we actually end in prophetic intercession for the ministering school, the students. And so, Matt, and I do want to just let you know that we're in the transitioning into prophetic intercession, so make sure that you're there tomorrow. But even nevertheless, tomorrow is prayer and intercession combined, and so it starts at 8 o'clock and ends at 9:30. So you get to practice. Amen. So come back, everyone, at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And so we will actually engage in some of that. And so I just want to thank everyone for coming. And also, if you would like to give tonight, and just be a blessing to the Dynamic Prayer Network, there you can always go to the Dynamic Prayer Network and just press the Give button. And we thank those that that always give, or if you don't have to give, I just want to just pray a blessing over you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would provide for all your children, Father, in the area, and that, Lord, you will open the door, open the windows for them, and pour out a blessing that they cannot contain, Lord God, and supersede their expectation, Father, because you are a God. You are Jehovah Jireh. And Lord God, thank you for the God that sees and the God that hears, and you are the God that moves in compassion on your children. And so, Father, we thank you for supernatural provision, a breakthrough in finances, breakthrough in areas that supersedes them, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so I'll see everyone back tomorrow. Zashi will be your leader tomorrow. And the meeting starts at 8 o'clock and ends at 9:30. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Erin, and thank you, Marceline. Al. And Al, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I was supposed to be here in this class or not.
What are you saying?
Well, I think so, but I'm not sure. I know.
You did pay for the class, right?
Yeah.
So you're supposed to be here. This is the prayer and intercession class.
Okay, that was.
And you can come on tomorrow.
Okay.
It's from 8 to 9 o'clock, and I believe after 9 we go into prophetic intercession. That's for the students. But you're welcome to come on tomorrow. The only thing that I was listening to, if you are a partner, part of the partnership partnering here, you are a partner, right? Because that's how you, part of the partner, the benefits there, you can have those deliverance sessions, their benefits for being a partner. So all along, if you needed that counseling and things of that sort, we do counsel and we do that. That's part of the benefits of being a partner. So call the office and let them know, and you know, talk to them, your partner, and let them get an appointment. Amen.
Sounds good.
How long you have to be a partner to start it?
Excuse me?
How long do you have to be a partner to start?
To start what?
I mean, using the benefits, like, for example.
Immediately.
because
what? You just started to be a partner?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So then you just get an appointment and let them know, and what is it that you needed? Well, just speak to the office and let them know that you're a partner, okay. And they'll... And just let them know what it is that you need, and they'll make an appointment. And but part of the partner, especially on Friday nights, there is ministry in the service. There's personal ministry that happens on Friday, although we have the corporate meeting. And so there's all of that. Let them know if you need whatever you need, just let them know.
Okay. Well, yeah, because, you know, I'm just no basic thing, you know, and because when I come to the prayer, nobody talked to me about it either. You know, I just was online and searching, and then, you know, I just called.
Awesome. So, I'm glad that we're able to you'll get a little bit more understanding. The partners, the partners actually pledge $35 a month, and that's part of the partner pledge. And also, even the partner pledge monthly, it's a recurring payment, and so every month they do their pledges. And you already signed up for the prayer class. The prayer class were, and the intercession class was $30. I'll let them know that, and let them know that that you would like to get maybe a counseling or a personal counseling. When can I make an appointment? Or if you needed, what else would you need on Friday night, if there's ministering going on, that's part of the partners get that. It's also part of the benefits. And we appreciate our partners, and they're the one that decide. They're actually, the ministry is put together with that. You know, it's like the partners sew into, they tithe their pledges. And so we don't even look at it like a partner pledge, because if you're here and you're receiving the blessings and receiving the healing, and you're practicing and getting training, you take whatever, and especially if you have a personal, like a church, most people do not get this in their churches. And so if you're tithing to your church and you're getting fed here, all we're asking is that maybe just take some of the tithe that you would take to your church, take the $35 from that and give to, you know, pour into this ministry, because we're pouring into you. So that's really, that's why we say you tithe your pledge or you tithe into your training. That's why we call it like that. It's not an extra fee. It's like if you were going to tithe to your church. This is a church on Friday, actually. We have a church service here. Amen. So if you see that you're getting breakthrough, you're getting healing, you're getting ministered to, you want to tithe into that.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. I know it was a different kind of thinking for all of us, because we think, like, you go to your church all the time, you're supposed to give your church, but it's really wherever you're getting fed, you tithe into that. So it's a little different, the mindset and the thinking. Because if you were getting what you needed from your local church, you wouldn't be here. there's some people, they don't minister like me. I don't minister at my church. It's like I wouldn't be able to get in front of the pulpit. It's only but Martil allows us here to get trained, and that's a lot of us. Erin is here with us tonight. We've gone through the school, and so she teaches us how to minister. We hear the voice of the Lord. We practice, and the school, like I told everybody, the school is in operation right now in the next conference room. And so she gives us a lot of opportunity to minister here and to get trained here. And so we appreciate it, so we dive into it. Amen.
So, Desiree, that word was just that to get at the root causes. Is that it?
What was that?
That word was just to get at the root causes. Is that it?
Which word?
Well, the word that you had for me to phone the office.
Just let them know that you, like you said, they'll look it up, like, I'm a partner, just talk to them. Yes. And so the root causes, even in on Monday night, like when we're praying for healing, some of those causes are coming up too, because we're doing a lot of prophetic intercession, and some of those root causes does come up. And Erin can, Erin, I've been doing a lot of the speaking. On Monday, did you get any revelation? Share your revelation that you received.
For Al?
No, for yourself personally, through the prophetic intercession.
That I was for black magic, and that I needed, I guess, just to read better.
So in some of the praying session, again, it's like where we're going with intercession, some of the things come through. If did it bear witness to you, some of the things that you were ministered with, Aaron?
Yes.
So it was really, did you have a sensing all along, and like it was just confirmation? Like how...
Yeah, well, like, I already had dreams about it, I guess, you know, and, but I guess you guys had, like, I thought maybe, okay, well, you know, I guess, because I've been praying for a long time, you know,
uh-huh.
And so I had dreams, and I knew, I guess, they were kind of real, or they were real, you know,
uh-huh.
But, I guess, yeah, it was just like a confirmation that it just came out, so it was not just my imagination, you know.
Yeah. So my point for having her talk is because, you know, I called on her, Al, because that actually has been occurring. That was a new shift for us on Monday. So for 2 or 3 weeks straight, we've been doing a lot of prophetic intercession when we get on for the healing night on Mondays, and so that's what the Lord's doing mostly. But sometimes it needs a one-on-one, and in the in like praying together, and then see in a session, a deliverance session. But that's kind of like what I was I heard that. I got that sense, and that's why I said that to you. So I wasn't just, like, calling it just because it was a great idea.
Okay, well, I appreciate all that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. But that,
you have a good evening.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I thought you were finished anyway. I was just about to say have a good evening.
Yes. Yeah. So again, just let the office know that you're... I don't know, but you are a partner, right? These some of these benefits are for partners, people that are partnering with us. So you let them know and tell them that you're doing your recurring person and whatever. Just let them know your status and if you can get an appointment or if they can get back to you. I believe we're the appoint. I think it might. They have to give you a schedule because it's the schedule is filled, but they can give you just talk to them and let them get back to you. All right.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, Al. Night, night. Marceline, do you have any more questions?
Yes. The thing is, I just want to know, for example, if do you have to fill out the paper?
Yes.
And tell them what you need.
Well, as far as the not the paper, she will actually probably just take the name, the information, uh-huh. And like you wanted to.
Okay.
What is it that you need? I you're not, just tell them what it is that you'd like, and someone will get back to you.
Okay.
But if it's deliverance or something like that, there is sheets and forms that you're going to need to fill out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then it might be a team that that will come with a session. Again, it will be scheduled like months in advance, so it might not be next week. You know.
All right.
It takes a while. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But let them know that you're vested and you have your intentions are to continue to be a partner and you're sewing in, okay? And so now we know your heart. And thank you for stepping out into praying. And you see, Erin, how do you think she did, Erin? Because you saw how she took the scripture and how she was praying into the word as she did it. You did a great job.
It's like, you know what? You know, I mean, I am good with one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to people, it's like one-on-one, so I can tell you, you know, the word can come. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like it's, there was pressure when I have to open my mouth and pray, and the word doesn't come.
Oh, that's why I say to you every day before you come on is the preparation.
Okay.
I knew how to pray, but in the format here, write out the prayer. Talk to the Lord about, Lord, what are you saying? I'm going to be praying for all my team members and the team members, and that's why these prayers are very important. We stand in agreement. When you write them down, you're actually agreeing with each other that I'm telling the Lord, I'm asking the Lord to be your protector. We're praying for your finances. And so it's important, write it out. And so It's okay because you write it out and you practice speaking it you say it out. And then when you come on and it's your turn and you're in the lineup, she wants me to pray for family and friends. Okay. You pray for you see it. You become very good at it after you practice.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you don't even need the paper anymore. You won't even need it. But to start off at first, you have the word, write out the scripture, and then you pray it in. Write it in. And it becomes like your Bible study. You understand? Because you were very powerful when you actually was. You should have heard yourself. Yes, it was.
That's why, you know, sometimes I want to come out and then I feel like there was a pressure who held me. So not to come to the prayer line because they're going to ask you to pray. I don't want to go. That, I always like that. And you know, and
the enemy was using it to keep you away from us.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Yes.
So we're
What, go ahead, Erin.
But the more you practice, you'll get better. I think I was like that when I started to, you know, you just keep on going until you
But you probably speak English.
Huh?
You probably speak English. I think it's the language, too.
No, she speaks Spanish.
Yeah, okay.
Je parle un petit peu de français and I speak a little espanol.
C'est bien.
De dónde eres?
Je ne comprends pas espanol.
Espanol? Haiti, right?
Yes.
Haiti.
Okay. Yeah,
okay, my Dominique.
Désiré.
So my father's side, they're French, and my mother's side is Jamaican.
Okay.
I'm a nice mix-up sandwich.
Yeah, you mix, that's right. You mix.